This is KCUR 89.3. President Donald Trump and Republican leaders in Congress are promising to call another vote this week to abolish the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. Earlier this year, Senator Claire McCaskill met with leaders of several of Missouri's rural hospitals to discuss the possible impact of such a repeal. KCUR's Dan Margulies recently spoke with the Missouri Democrat about her concerns.
You recently asked the Government Accountability Office to review the closures of rural hospitals and federal programs aimed at addressing the problem. Why is this of particular concern now?
Well, we have, first, more than 2 million Missourians live in rural areas of our state, and 41% of our state's hospitals are in rural areas. We know that they are under particular stress right now, particularly in states like Missouri that have refused the money that has been offered them for their Medicaid program under the Affordable Care Act. We know that there have been 78 rural hospitals closed, including three in Missouri. We know that 74% of those hospitals were actually in states that refused to accept the Medicaid money that was offered by the federal government back to the federal taxpayers in those states. So I want to make sure that we understand all of the public policy reasons that are contributing to the closures of rural hospitals as the Republicans are trying to revamp the healthcare delivery in this country. I want to stay very focused on those folks, those 2 million Missourians who their medical care is more difficult to get, it is more expensive, and frankly, just on the economic side, these hospitals, in most instances, are the number one employers in these communities. And their health, the health of these hospitals, is very important to the health of rural Missourians.
So as you just pointed out, Senator, Missouri is one of 19 states that have opted not to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. What effect has that had on rural hospitals in the state?
Well, there's no question that it has had a dramatic impact. Rural hospitals are more dependent on, first of all, Medicare, because the populations tend to skew older, and they're more dependent on Medicaid because many of the people in rural Missouri, because there is no other hospital, they are taking in a lot of the Medicaid patients. And then, frankly, they take in a lot of uninsured because of the gap in Missouri of people who make too much money. They're too poor to get on the exchanges and definitely not poor enough to get on Medicaid. So because the exchanges were designed, assuming that states would take the money, take their own tax dollars back to help with health care.
You mentioned earlier that three rural hospitals in Missouri have closed. How many rural hospitals in Missouri are at risk of closure?
Well, I think that they would tell you many of them. 46 of the 50 counties in our state that have above average mortality rates are in fact in rural areas. And we know that almost half, over 40% of the state's hospitals are in rural areas. We've now lost hospitals in Farmington, in Osceola, and down in Reynolds County. I talk to hospital leaders all the time, and I particularly have spent time talking to leaders of rural hospitals in places like West Plains and Houston and other small communities across our state. And they are very worried. They're particularly worried if the Republican plan for health care involves even more Medicaid cuts than for a state like Missouri that never expanded, that then would be looking at additional cuts. That is really problematic.
Final question. You're up for re-election next year in a state that Donald Trump carried by more than 18 percentage points. How do you like your chances?
You know, I am very comfortable in the role of underdog. I don't think there's any question that I'm an underdog. But I've been there before, and I think it just means I've got to work even harder to make sure I'm listening carefully, showing respect to all Missourians. One of the things that's been frustrating to me is that some of my friends and, frankly, some of my colleagues from very much more liberal states like California and New York, they have a tendency to talk about people who voted for Donald Trump you know, in a derisive tone, kind of looking down their nose at them, like somehow they're not smart. I couldn't disagree more. I think the people who voted for Donald Trump wanted a disruptive president. They wanted somebody who was really going to shake things up because the system hasn't been working for them. It has been rigged against them. Those people who are working two and three jobs and feel like every year they get further and further behind.
That was U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri talking with KCUR's Dan Margulies about the problems facing rural hospitals. A transcript of the entire interview is available at kcur.org.